everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites. Thank you if you are a returning listener and subscriber. I appreciate your support. If this is the first time you're here to the Voice of Social Sales show, you are here if you are in the real estate industry and want to learn about tactical social media strategies to grow your brand and business this year and beyond. Today, I'm very excited because I have top 10 TikTok expert educator, none other than Giselle Ugarte, who I actually met on Clubhouse, and she's dropping some really, really helpful tips on how to leverage up on TikTok if you are a newbie or somebody who's been using it for a few years. Let's get into the show. Okay, I'm really excited to be here with a new friend, Giselle Ugarte, and you can remember that because it rhymes with party. And she is incredible, a content creator, somebody who I met through Clubhouse of all places, and was really, really super impressed the second I heard her speak. We were talking the same language about relationships and connecting with people in community and commenting over contenting. And then I noticed that she opened for Gary Vee. Now, that's a pretty cool thing. She's a speaker. She's a performance coach. She is a marketing expert. And yesterday, I think it was, I saw that you were listed in the top 30 people to follow on TikTok to learn about marketing and TikTok. So welcome, Giselle. Tell everybody who you are, what you do, and let's get into it because we're going to talk about TikTok. So welcome.
Thank you so, so, so much. Yeah. Top 10 on that list of 32, which I was very humbled and grateful.
Congratulations. I mean, blown away. That's amazing. That's amazing.
My favorite playground right now. If you're not on TikTok, get on TikTok. And if you're rolling your eyes at me, then hopefully we will have you convinced by the end of this conversation. But I'm based in Minneapolis. I am the founder and CEO of Action Forward, which is an institute dedicated to training entrepreneurs, creators, forward-facing executives to have a confident, comfortable relationship with what they're putting out into the universe online and off. And so with that, I'm excited to bring some value and hopefully some tangible advice to your podcast today. And I'm excited to like get to see you like party lights like pites, like let's do it.
I love it. And I'm so excited to have you on because I say this every single time I'm in Clubhouse or on my podcast, TikTok is not my jam. And it's not that I don't love TikTok. I'm a lurker. I'm a consumer. You know, Instagram is sort of my favorite place and I, you know, play in Instagram reels, but I know how important TikTok is to the world. And I want to talk about this mindset of you can use it for business. You can build a brand because as you're coaching executives and we're coaching leaders, and I know that many of them are saying, I'm not sure how dancing and lip syncing is going to help me get clients and all that. So how do you coach the professional, the leader, on how you can tap into this incredible app like TikTok for business?
Well, first of all, I could count on one hand how many dances that I've done. So if you don't want to dance, you do not have to. If you want to, like, go for it, but don't feel like you have to fit in. And exactly. I mean, for me, the three pillars of my business are business development, online performance, and community building. And so, yeah, dancing, children, not really my jam in terms of how that works. And I like to say, if you think that TikTok is just kids and dancing, then you haven't been on the platform long enough. And truth be told, I downloaded and deleted the app 3 times before the light bulb finally went off for me because I was like, what is this? Like, I don't want to.
Same.
I don't, teenagers aren't what I'm trying to put out into the world here. I'm trying to get, you know, clients who know what they're doing. Either they have a large following, either they're an influencer or a person of influence, two very distinct things that they can learn a lot about each other. And the reality is that if anything, it is the perfect place because the way that it works is you pop into the platform and you have two feeds. You have your following feed, which is very similar to every other platform, people who are your following, but your default feed is called the For You page. But don't be fooled. It's not just one page. It is a feed that is literally designed for you. It is based not only on what you like and what you follow, but who you're spending the most time watching, the types of content that you're spending the most time watching, where is your retention going? What are the conversations that you're leaning into, even if you're not publicly acknowledging it? And so in that sense, we look at the latest data and more people on TikTok than any other platform feel good consuming the content on TikTok. Not only that, but more than 90% are fully engaged, meaning their volume is turned on. They're not multitasking. They have to watch everything because you can't rewind. And so all of a sudden you get just lightning speed community from that platform, and you have the ability to connect in 60 seconds or less. You don't need a big production team. You don't need the bells and whistles. All you need is the device that you probably are holding in your hands. If not, it's probably less than 2 feet away from you right now. And that's it. Just you. You are the content. And so don't feel like you have to dance. Don't even feel like you need to use music. Are there hacks to use those things and potentially grow quicker? Sure. And we can dive into that if you really want to. But it's ultimately just being able to get a point across, tell a story, provide value in a very short amount of time and in a snackable way, which, let's be real, people who are listening to this, you are a goal getter, okay? And I absolutely can give you strategy as a goal getter for how to attract more goal getters. And I can tell you that it has been a leading revenue source for me, TikTok, not just because I have worked with TikTok, but because it has attracted people like you to me in a valuable way, because I don't talk to my audience like children. I talk to them like the adults and the people who I want to attract. And that's true of every single platform. So if you're thinking, not TikTok, I don't want to do that. Okay, think again, because success leaves clues. And right now, short form video, we've got TikTok. We have got Instagram Reels. We have got Snapchat Spotlight. We have got YouTube Shorts. Everything is heading in the direction of short form video that's not even just 60 seconds or less, but 30 seconds or less. So even if you don't want to get on TikTok, you need to get on this. I don't think it's going to be a trend. I do believe it is here to stay, of vertical short form video.
I love it. Couldn't agree with you more. I love it. I'm like nodding. I know for the people who are listening, I'm like nodding. Yes, yes, yes.
I feel like since I've been on Clubhouse. So if you're not familiar with Clubhouse, if you are on the Clubhouse stage, you have the ability to flash your microphone, which is a symbol of applause, laughter, agreement. And so I have actually found that I've been spending so much time on Clubhouse that I'm wanting to flash my microphone for people, or even on actual phone calls, I'm wanting to hit the mute button. And I'm like, oh, wait, they can't see that.
Yes. I have done that. Or I'm in the audience and I'm like hitting it and I'm like, wait, why isn't this working? That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much for that, because I truly do agree with you that, you know, we have to look at the trends and how they're impacting all the other things that we're using. So I agree with you, short form vertical video with music, without music. I mean, my two biggest reels had no music in it. So we'll talk about some of those best practices. But you mentioned something that I'd love for you to dive in a little bit deeper to, the person of influence, or somebody or an influencer or person with influence. So talk a little bit about that differentiated point.
Absolutely. It is really, my clients are split 50-50 between those two. So on the one hand, we have the influencer. This is someone who has tens of thousands, in some cases, millions of followers. And oftentimes they have no idea why, and they have no idea what to do with this community, whether it happened overnight or over the case of several years. And part of how my career started was accidentally on YouTube, where I was living in LA. I wanted to pursue a career in television. No one would hire me because I did not have any connections in Hollywood. And so someone gave me the advice that I should learn how to do everything. And so I started to upload videos to this platform where I didn't think anyone would see them. You know, I'm dating myself here, but YouTube was not a verb. Everyone and their mom did not have a blog. I had to explain to people what a blog was, and influence was absolutely not a job title. And what I ended up finding were these extraordinarily average teenagers who had millions of subscribers, and no one was talking about it. Now we see celebrity gossip and influencers are leading the charge in terms of making headlines. But again, back then, no one was talking about it. And I immediately saw the potential there and began to study these creators like crazy. YouTube analytics were just starting to come out. YouTube Academy was just starting to come out. Google didn't even own YouTube at the time, I don't think. And I've used all of those lessons over the period of 10 years where people get really caught up in the algorithm, but ultimately it is about community building and it is about showing up as your best self. And so all of those things to say that now we have these influencers who there's a lot of parallels between what YouTube was 10 years ago and what TikTok is now. And the ability to grow at lightning speed and the ability to create a cult-like following in the process. So we have a lot of people who come to me and they go, Giselle, I have, you know, 3 million followers. I have not made a dime. Or I have, you know, a million followers and I don't know what to do here. How do I reach out to brands? What do I charge? Like, how do I make it so that, you know, whether I want to keep making content or not, I have longevity here. And then we have the people of influence who maybe they don't have a bajillion followers. In fact, maybe they're not even on social media, but they want to be. And they are really successful either in their community or in their industry, or perhaps they've had multiple companies that they have now sold and they're used to simply being the Oz behind the curtain. And now they want to be forward facing and establish a personal brand here. And so I actually, while these two seemingly feel very different, and in some cases they might not like each other, they actually have a lot to learn from one another. Because on the one hand, you have the people who are really business savvy, but don't know how to show up on camera. And then you have the other ones who they know how to show up, but they don't quite understand the business of what they do. And so I try to merge those two worlds, put them together, and give each of them the tools to be able to have longevity, confidence, and understanding so that they can build community wherever they go, whether it's on TikTok, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, or at home in the real rooms of their lives, to be able to weave in core value, strategic messaging, and long-term goals beyond just a follower count into what they're doing.
That's awesome. I love that description. And I don't think I've ever had someone talk about that in the last 2 years in the show. So that's pretty impactful. So let's talk about the number one question I'm sure we both get all the time. And then we'll talk about how you can kind of translate this into business, because now you've got me thinking about that model. And, you know, people are terrified of what to post and the content and don't know what to do. And let's just talk about that, because that's the biggest hang up that I think most people claim with any short form vertical video platform, but especially when it might be intimidating to see all these seemingly incredible creative people that are posting content on TikTok.
Absolutely. So I call my coaching the Action Forward Method. It's a trademark curriculum. And the first two pillars of that method are clarity and community. So clarity is having a very crystal clear idea of what you want to do with your life, to be honest. You know, we get really caught up into thinking that our social media goals are purely for a platform, but they're not. You know, what are you ultimately wanting to do with your career, with your family, with who you are as a human? You know, what do you want to put out into the world? What do you want to happen this year, in the next five, in the next 10? And then also, who do you want to serve? Like, who is it that you're wanting to serve? Because if you're like, I want everybody. Okay, well, that's just not realistic. You know, if you try to get everyone to like you, I love the quote, no one's going to like you, because then you're simply trying to adapt and fit in. And I especially see that with TikTok, where people are like, well, TikTok, I feel like I should be dancing. Like, this is what all the kids are doing. Okay, if you want to dance, that's great. But even going back to, I compare it to high school, like when you would dye your hair a certain color, or you'd pretend to drink whatever drink, or you'd want to go to the party and hang out with the cool kids to try to fit in. But now as adults, hopefully, you know that really what makes you unique and special is like who you authentically are, quirky, nerdy, does not matter, like a little punk rock, doesn't really matter. So if you want to dance and that makes you happy and you want to be creative, great, but you don't have to do that. So who are you ultimately wanting to serve? Is it other agents in real estate? Is it your ideal client? Are you perhaps in a transition where maybe you have been focusing on millennials and condos in urban, you know, cities, communities? And maybe you're like, you know what? Like, I want to go out into the country. Like, I want to create development. I don't know, whatever that looks like for you. Who are you wanting to attract? Who are you wanting to speak to? And that's how you can really start to figure out, okay, so asking yourself the question, what does this say about me? What is this saying about my audience? And how is this bringing value? Because if you have question marks in any of those questions, then we need to go back to the clarity and the community and figuring out, why are you even here? Like, what is the point? Because if you're just posting just to post, if you're just posting to try to get more likes, you're doing it wrong and you're seriously missing out. Because I have had people who have come to me who have had 5,000 followers and their community is more tight knit and focused than people who have 500,000 followers. And so it's not about that number. It is about that quality. How are you getting people to convert? How are you getting people to act? How are you impacting their day and making their day better? How are you making it so that they look forward to your content, even if they don't need something from you right now? How are you keeping yourself top of mind so that you can continue to connect beyond just that post and allow for your social media profile to work for you while you're sleeping? What is it representing? And so once you're crystal clear about those two things, everything else becomes a lot easier. It becomes very black and white. Does this line up with who I am and who I want to be? Nope. Okay. Let's not post this. Or if we're going to post it, let's change it up a little bit. Let's remix it, as I like to say, and let's make it so that it does make sense for this community and who I want to serve.
I love that. Yeah. You know, it's everybody always wants to go right to the fun stuff, right? Like, I want to learn how to do like all the jump cuts and all that, but we have to start at the foundation. So I love that you brought that up. And I think that, you know, clarity on who your audience is and what your goals and desires are definitely is something that I think, you know, not enough people talk about. It's usually like the hacks, the tactics, et cetera. So, you know, what's the hashtag strategy? I'm like, well, it doesn't matter what your hashtag strategy is if, you know, people aren't going to be relating with your content. So with that in mind, what are some best practices for those who are listening, who they know what TikTok is, they watch it, they get it. They just, you know, have been feeling paralyzed, or they've started and they're like, I don't know, nothing's really happening. I mean, how do I get better at it?
A lot to unpack there, but typically what I will say is, whether you've been on the platform for a while or you're just getting started, your following count is just as important, if not more important, than your follower count. And what I mean by that, it's not just the number, although the number does kind of show, I like to compare it to like a reality show of, you know, when that person comes on and you're like, they're not here for the right reasons. It's kind of like that. Like, you want to make sure that people know you're there for the community. And I like to say, spend some time. And this is with TikTok. This is with any new platform, even Clubhouse. Before you walk in there and think, I'm going to walk in here and own the place because I know video, I have a bajillion subscribers on YouTube. Hold on a second. Like, have a seat. Go follow 100 people, not all at once, because we don't want you to get into follower jail, but go follow 100 people over the period of a few days and just spend some time really looking at your For You feed. Comment on people's videos. I like to say, create the community that you want to attract. So your first impression isn't necessarily your video popping up on someone's For You page. It could actually be you leaving a comment on someone's page, which is why it's also important that you have a picture that is of you, smiling and personable, not the stale LinkedIn photo, but like a picture of you, just you and your face, and have a welcoming profile that lets people know who you are, what you're about, and what they can expect. So start out simply by listening and start paying attention to, what are the videos that make you feel something? Maybe it's a smile. Maybe you're sad. Maybe it's the liking of something. Cause I feel like people get really stingy about their likes, and I don't know why. Like, you don't have a definitive number of likes. I don't think you should give them out necessarily like confetti, but you know, what are the pictures, the videos that you're like, yeah, I like this. Or what are the ones that you like it enough to comment, or you like it enough to want to share it to somebody else. And anytime that happens, there's no coincidence. Like, really pay attention. What was it about this video that I liked? Because I could give you really, really technical ideas, and I'll give you a couple of actual tactical, tangible things that you can do. But what you'll actually start to find on that For You feed is that everything works and nothing works. You know, there are going to be there. I'll give you these tips and these tricks of the formula of a great video, but I guarantee that you're going to find some people on your For You feed that don't check any of those boxes. And yet for some reason you loved that video, or you instantly fell in love with that person. My favorite example is After Hours with Amanda. She's actually become one of my great friends in real life, but we met on TikTok, and she is, you know, blonde, white, mother of three, married, lives in Southern California. Our lifestyles could not be more opposite. And this is audio only, but your girl is olive brown, big brown hair, single AF, millennial, Midwestern, like lives in a condo. I'm a dog mom and a plant mom, you know, and yet she is one of my favorite people to follow on this platform. And none of her videos are made for me. None of them are made for me. They're all for suburban moms, suburban wives. But I love her content because she makes me feel like she's one of my best friends. And I love the way that she tells stories. She doesn't do anything fancy. She's got her AirPods in. She's got her phone. She's, you know, she doesn't have one of those stabilizers at all. Like her hand shakes, she tells stories. And so even though we could not be more opposite, I love her storytelling. And I use that in my methodology of how I create videos around business, leadership, and marketing, or in some cases, relationships and being a millennial. And so pay very close attention to those creators who follow people who are in your industry, follow people who could not be more different than you. And that's also one of the beauties of TikTok is that with the For You feed, you will be exposed to people who are different colors, different genders, different industries, different sexual orientations. And thank goodness for that, because it'll open your eyes to a new way of creating and envisioning. But then let's get into some of the formulaic things that can be practical for you. So yes, you have 60 seconds. And for a lot of people, that feels like a very short amount of time. But I actually say you should only make your video 60 seconds if you can really fill up that 60 seconds with information that's going to keep me going. I would rather you leave me wanting more than have it be like a finish and stop period at the end. So challenge yourself too for repurposing purposes. 30 seconds or less. Like seriously challenge yourself to hit 30 seconds or less, maybe even 17, but 30 seconds is a pretty good sweet spot. And at the very beginning, you want to have a hook. Like you want to hook people in that first 2 seconds, because always go back to the fact that there's a human on the other end and they're scrolling, and it's possible that they're scrolling too numb or they're scrolling because they are numb. So how can we wake them up and capture their attention and get them to feel something in the first 2 seconds? So a few things that you can do to hook them in the first 2 seconds, it could be movement. It could be pattern interruption, you know, interrupting that pattern with some sort of movement. It could be a noise. It could be, for me, one of my signatures is I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Like just even that sound, it's become signature to me. It could be big text or colorful text at the beginning. It could be a question that you're asking, but then you want people to stick with you. You know, you want to lead them over a hump to get to that end, and make sure that you, if you have a promise at the beginning, if you have a hook or a preview, that you better deliver that by the end of the video, if not trust lost. And sometimes as creators, we think that, you know, if I'm going to give you the, you know, tips on buying a house, you know, as informative educators, performers, overachievers, we want to give them like every single tip. Okay, relax, keep it simple. Just give me 3. I'm sure you can think of 15, but just give me 3. Just give me 3. Keep it less than 30 seconds. And then, you know, don't worry about the effects. Don't worry about the music. Don't worry about it being perfect. The other thing that I love to do is jump cuts. So anytime that you are going to use a comma, a period, or take a breath, rather than having it be all one take, because I know we want to be fancy and like, oh, Giselle, I can do this in one take. I do all these videos, you know, I go live. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. But again, how are we getting people to continue to pay attention to you? So when you're comma, period, breath, instead of continuing to go, lift your finger off of the record button, take your breath, take your period, take your comma, and instantly start recording again so that you keep on going and there's movement.
I love that tip. I think that is like the easiest thing for people to capture is that, oh, okay, good. So when I'm going to stop one sentence and move to another, I love that. So thank you for sharing that. That was brilliant. love that. So can continue on, because I'm here taking notes.
No, I mean, and that's the thing, like those are the best way that you can do is by learn, you know, just take a second and just be and just listen. And it is going to be a bit of humble pie. I think it's important to also establish from the very beginning, is it easier to go viral on this platform? It is. Are you entitled to go viral? No. Is virality overrated? I think so. Because I can think of plenty of realtors in this space who they got on TikTok and they had a viral video, and I go to their page and they're like, hey, Giselle, look, I got, you know, 3 million views on this video. And I go to their video and I'm like, this has nothing to do with our goal here. Like going back to clarity, like congratulations. I'm really happy for you. If you got on TikTok and your goal was to have an outlet where you have fun, congratulations, like creativity, here you are, here's a little outlet for you. But if your goal for TikTok is to increase your thumb, your online footprint, if your goal is to sell more houses, if your goal is to be a thought leader in your space, sorry, my friend, you got 3 million views, but that ain't it.
Yeah. Nobody sent me a TikTok shirt when I got a viral video. Nobody sent me an Instagram like, hey, just we're excited. Good job. Nothing happened. So I agree with you.
And I, last year when I was going through my biggest plateau, like I was getting so frustrated. I'm like, oh my God, like what? I wasn't even breaking the 10,000 mark for my videos. And it was, you know, granted our world was kind of falling apart at the time. So people's viewing habits were a little different, but interestingly enough, that month was my highest sales month of the year. So when people get really caught up in the views and the likes and they're like, Giselle, I just don't know. Like what metrics should I be looking at? I'm like, your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They're not actually in the app.
your DMs, you know, the connections that you're making, you know, that was the month when I really leaned on people and I reached out to other creators, other TikTokers and introduced myself expecting nothing in return, but simply wanting to have a friend in the space who understood what was going on and who I could talk to when I was getting frustrated and feeling that plateau. And that's also where your following count again comes into play, because who you follow is going to be who inspires you to create and do and be better online and especially off. And so if you're following people who are making you frustrated, who are getting you in the hole of comparison, who are making you feel less than, time for a remix, like go follow 100 more people or go follow 5 more people who are going to inspire you to create content that is authentic to you, that makes sense for you. You know, don't get caught up in the views. But the nice thing about TikTok though, is that regionally it will recommend you. If it knows that you're in a certain space, it will recommend you to people who are in that region. And so when it comes, especially to the real estate space where you're not just looking necessarily for more followers, you're looking for more transactions. That's important. And I also feel like it's worth mentioning that when it comes to setting goals, they're not the same for everyone. I will never have a real estate client come to me and assume that their goal is to sell more houses. In fact, oftentimes they'll come to me saying, yeah, Giselle, like I'm kind of sick of selling houses. And I want to be a thought leader in this space. I want to be a speaker. I want to be an educator. I want to grow my team. I want to go behind the curtain or I want to invest in something that's totally different from real estate. You'd be surprised. And so do a little bit of digging, you know, because if all you're wanting to do is sell houses, great, congratulations, super happy for you. But if that's the last thing you want to do, but the only thing on your social media is directing people to just buy more houses from you and you're not positioning yourself at all for what you want to be, then again, we're missing out and we're not seeing the ultimate goal for social media. And that's part of, again, why I developed the methodology that I did in terms of helping people understand that marketing is how you show up every single day. And the platforms you use are a vessel to get to those means. They're not the end goal. They're not the be all end all. They are the ability to establish frequency and to step into the power of who it is that you want to be.
I love that. Okay. So much. We could have like, you know, we should come back to do another show because I'm loving it.
Let's do it.
Spirit animals here. I love it. Okay. 2 questions. Cause I know you have a very busy schedule and we're going to go long if I don't cut it off. So one, what about live video on TikTok? And then secondarily, I just saw this on Clubhouse, which made me think of it. And I'd never seen it before until yesterday. And I'm sure you've probably seen it before. But I think, and I don't know if it's just new members, but I saw that you could like report now someone, there's like a little button and I'm like, every platform should have this. And I personally have never encountered trolls like I have on TikTok. So I want to talk a little bit about that too, because I'll just be honest and transparent and vulnerable, that deters me from going there because I'm super sensitive. And so let's talk about some of those realities too. So live, and I've never done a live on TikTok, but
yes,
imagine it's really a great way to connect with your community. Yes. So let's start there and then we'll move into how to deal with with social media trolls.
Yes. Okay. So I'm so glad that you brought up going live on TikTok. You can start going live on TikTok when you hit 1,000 followers, or rather 1,001. And so I like to tell people, especially when I'm going into all these conversations about how to monetize on TikTok, is I started monetizing on TikTok, not when I hit 1,000,000 followers, which I still have not done, by the way, but when I hit 1,001 followers, because that's when I had the ability to go live and show my followers who I was. And now you can also make money going live because people can tip you and send you gifts, but that's not how I was making money. I was making money by attracting quality clients to want to work with me and or with the agency that I was working with at the time. And so here's the thing though, a lot of people don't want to go live because they're like, oh, no one's going to show up. And I'm like, okay, if you were going to have a party and let's say three people came over, would you say to those three people, oh my God, no one came to my party?
Right.
Rude. They came to your party. You know, right. they showed up. Those are three people. I'm an introvert. Three people. Like I am. That is three people too much. Yeah. You know, give me 15 people and like my living room is crowded. So, yeah. You know, we get really caught up again in those numbers. But when you think about like people coming to your open house, that's a lot of people to juggle. Mm-hmm. And I love, and this is actually one of the reasons that I love TikTok in general, but I would say that you could probably count on one hand how many people you know who create content on TikTok. I have more real life friends joining Clubhouse than I do creating content on TikTok. I've made a lot of friends on TikTok, best friends even, but it's still a space where I would say 98% of the world doesn't get it. They don't know how to use it. And so with that, it almost feels like there's this anonymity there. Even though you have the potential to reach millions of people, there is this feeling like you're starting fresh, like you are moving to a new city, like you are starting at a new school. And so you can show up however you want. You can mess up. You can, you know, your video might flop. And so it for me has been my favorite place to go live, especially if there's pretty much no one watching. And as a result, I have realized that going live is my best lead generation sales tool. Best, like ahead of email marketing, you know, ahead of social media posting. When I go live, whether it's TikTok or Clubhouse, cha-ching, 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 and or relationships, cha-ching, 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 because those are your best testimonials and your best referrals. And so look forward to that uncomfortability of seeing that little egg of a zero at the bottom of the screen and just being willing to go, because that's also the way of the future. If you're wanting to be a speaker, if you're wanting to develop keynotes, I mean, live events aren't coming back anytime soon. So you need to get ultra comfortable with being in a space and sharing in a space where you don't have the reciprocation of laughter or applause or music or effects or production. And so if you get comfortable going live on TikTok in that kind of a space, I guarantee you will become a better speaker. You will become a better storyteller. You will find that it is easier to integrate video into your daily habits. Like all of that is to say, even if you're like, Giselle, I'm going to make 15 videos and that's it. Or maybe you never even crack 2,000 followers on TikTok. It does not matter. If you show up consistently, it will make you a better person, speaker, creator, all of the above, realtor. You'll get more comfortable with cold calling and all of the role playing. So consider going on if even just for that. Are there going to be trolls? Yes, on every platform. But here's what I love about TikTok is that while there are certainly trolls and it's really easy to make new accounts and to bully, et cetera, what I've actually found is two things. One, you can use that to your advantage because the more time people spend on your video, the more views you're going to get. So if someone is taking the time to write a comment that is nasty, that's still retention and that's actually helping you. Another thing is if someone spends time on your video or time on your profile, the For You feed actually confuses that hater, or rather sets them straight in terms of showing them, I don't think you're a hater. I think you're a confused admirer. And so the more time they spend on your profile, joke's actually on them because you will come up as more recommended on their For You feed. But then thirdly, With TikTok, you can actually reply to comments in a video. So if you wanted to use that comment as an educational opportunity, for example, I had someone recently say that like they hate the fact that I come up on their For You feed. And so I replied back with a video and I turned it into an educational tool. And I said, do you not like what you're seeing on your For You feed? Here's what you can do. Like, number one, tap down on the screen and hit not interested. Number two, like, keep scrolling. Number three, live your life and move on. And so it was comedic and it was a clap back, but it was actually serving my audience still, like putting them at the forefront of what I was doing. It wasn't just me saying, oh, I'm so sorry for you, or like, oh, I feel bad for you, because that just actually puts gas on the flames. But then last but not least, because the community on TikTok is so tight knit and so fast, as you grow, what you'll actually find is that when haters leave a comment, before I can even respond, I will have five people who are responding on my behalf. That's even better.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, yes, that's what I've heard too, is that some people say it is such a really close, tight-knit community, which is a very positive experience. So I love that. I think that's, those are all incredibly tactical and also thoughtful ways to deal with some of those things. And you're right, they're everywhere. I mean, you're going to get at some point, if your goal is to be a thought leader, to be visible, you likely are going to run into someone. And it's the weirdest things sometimes, the weirdest things that people will have something to comment on, the color of the paint behind you. You just never know. I had somebody comment on my Christmas tree and my ornaments one year. Okay. So, So I'm so excited to have talked with you, and I definitely want to have you back. And everybody who's on Clubhouse, you need to go and you need to follow Giselle, turn on the bell, because she has some fire rooms. And really, her TikToks are really funny. Like you said, that whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, oh, I love that she does that. So, I will like maybe have to spend some more time thinking about TikTok content. But you know, in the meantime, I'm just so excited that I can leverage you as a TikTok expert for the audience listening. How can they connect with you? Can they work with you? Tell us everywhere we can find you.
Absolutely. Definitely would love to connect with you. Or if you're like, Giselle, I need you in my life, I need you to be my coach, then luckily for you, our next round of Action Forward coaching kicks off on March 10th. So if you're listening to this podcast before March 10th, our 8-week program takes off then. All you have to do is slide into my DMs and you can either write the word coaching or say that you're interested in coaching. I don't have an auto reply. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, but I do check my DMs, if not my assistant does. And so we will send you the form to fill out so we can learn more about you, set up an introductory call, and then hopefully get you going before March 10th. If you're listening to this after March 10th, all good. Slide into my DMs anyway. I have a handful of free resources, helpful tools, and also one-on-one options as well, where you can start whenever you want. And I also have a Facebook group called Giselle's Inner Circle, where every single day I am posting value, video, tools, support from myself, as well as trusted team members who are all about my methodology, whether it is TikTok, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, all the goods.
I love it. And I will put all of those links as well into the show notes. And of course, I'll be tagging you and the community. You're going to get a lot of real estate agents, because I just got a screenshot from someone the other day that said, did you just do a class and like give me a shout out? I'm like, yes. Did you get a bunch of real estate followers? They're like, yeah. So you'll definitely be getting an influx from the real estate community. I can't thank you enough, Giselle. Thank you for everything.
It's so fun. Thank you.
To work on future things with you and rooms and Clubhouse and all the things. So thanks again. And we'll see everybody next time. Bye, everyone. See you later.